This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
The coach, Mike Ditka, sat down to talk about someone that isn't always so easy for him to talk about. Himself. This is the Ditka Diaries.
Coach, thank you again so much for doing this. It's an absolute honor.
I never get asked anymore.
They just tell you? They say you're going here, you're going there? Yeah, me too. You know, we kind of want to go through your whole life here with these stories, and you've lived this unbelievable life. When I say Aliquippa in your childhood, like, where do you go in your mind first? What are your first childhood memories?
I would rather be from nowhere else, because what I learned and the people I had in my life, my coaches, my teachers, and I love Aliquippa. Aliquippa was really a good town. It was a steel mill town, but it was a good town. Aliquippa, there's not much there. But you gotta realize at one time, there was a lot there. And everything was done there. You didn't go to Pittsburgh to shop. You shopped in Aliquippa. So everything was put back into the community. Everybody worked in J&L Steel. And, you know, my dad worked on the railroad to service the steel mill.
What did you learn from him?
Everything about life. Don't be a crybaby.
Was he a disciplinarian? Did he discipline you?
Oh, yeah. I was the oldest one, so I got disciplined.
I remember I read a story that said he caught you smoking a cigarette when you were 7 years old and it burned some woods behind the house. Do you remember that?
So I stole a pack of Lucky Strikes and I went up in the woods and got dizzy. Yeah. Dropped a cigarette. Burn the woods down. And so my dad came home and he's sitting there and he's looking out and he said, Charlotte, to my mother, he goes, what happened to the woods? I got my butt whipped so bad, it was unbelievable. And taught me a lesson. I didn't smoke any more cigarettes.
And what about your mom?
My mom was the greatest lady in the world. She wouldn't touch me. She didn't hit me. She loved me, and she raised the family.
What lessons or memories do you have? Did you take from your mom?
Love, and be generous. Love. Do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. Things like that.
One time, you said to her, someday I'm going to have the biggest house and the most cars. Do you believe that you were going to do big things when you were a little kid?
Well, I had no idea what I was going to do, but, you know, I talked a big game. So, yeah, I had a good high school coach and good people around me. And, I thought I was going to succeed. I did.
Tell me about your high school coach and your relationship with that team.
My high school coach was Carl Ashman. He's an old Dutchman. Fantastic. When I was there as a player, we won a championship.
And you did everything, right? I was reading you even punted. You played offense and defense, and you were the punter on the team?
Played offense, defense, and I punted, and I was a pretty good punter.
Just wanted to be out there for every snap?
I mean, all I knew was to play football and to work. So that's what I did.
So you said you could have gone anywhere. Where else were you considering other than Pitt?
Well, Penn State. Penn State was the main one because of Coach Paterno.
What was it like saying no to Joe Paterno?
It was hard. Joe Paterno was one of the nicest, best people I've ever been around. And it was hard. Made a decision to go to Pitt. A lot of people questioned it. I could have went just about any school, and I went to Pitt, and it worked out. I went to Pitt because I wanted to be a dentist. And I would take pre-dental courses. And that's why I went. That's the only reason I went. I wanted to be a dentist. I wanted to go back to Aliquippa, practice dentistry.
You supported that town a lot, didn't you? Charity-wise and going back over the years?
Why not? Where I grew up, it's the people that raised me as a kid and taught me right from wrong. Aliquippa didn't owe me anything. But I owed everything I had to Aliquippa.
Stay tuned for the next episode as Coach talks about revolutionizing the tight end position and how that led to him being drafted in the NFL. You'll also hear about how Ditka let his ego get the best of him, ultimately leading to a trade to the Eagles.